AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. The WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories, 8:05. 8:21 this morning, we check in with the Greenwich Real Estate, Greenwich Association of Realtors with the Real Estate Report. Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2021 President John McAtee will join me. WGCH newsletter time is 7:52. Third Thursday of each month is State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Senator, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
Okay. Well, when we last talked, it was you just won the special election. It's been a busy month, though, for you since then, has it not?
Yes. Well, there's been a couple of storms that have hit our area, and the most recent one, Ida in particular, was historically bad with terrible rains, and our heart really goes out to some of the families affected, especially in the Pembroke section of Greenwich and Cost-Cobb. All areas of government, state, local, and federal are rallying to try to help. But it's a really bad situation, and our heart goes out to some of the families in the area.
Okay, so as a state senator, what is your role then in helping those that were hurt by this?
Well, in the immediate, we want to see a federal declaration of an emergency by the president and FEMA, and technically the state government files that application. So we're there to support the local government in making its assessment of damages and the state government in filing and persuading the federal government to declare that emergency so that federal funding in the form of grants and loans for not only the local government, but especially families affected, is effectuated. So in the longer run, we also want to have reforms and investments locally that can limit future flooding. I know that Fred Camillo's ideas and plans and understanding of the issues, especially on the western side of Greenwich, are very keen. We have to make sure that the dam is inspected on the Byram River. We have to make sure that working with the federal delegation and Congressman Himes is on board, that the Army Corps of Engineers understands that there needs to be dredging of the Byram River where the mouth is the most narrow. And we also have to make sure that that on the east side, that Pembroke is protected, that there's that the sewage and drainage is dredged, that the retention ponds in Lion Farms are actually retaining water so that Pembroke below does not flood. So there's certainly things that the locality can do, supported by the state and federal government, to limit future flooding. So all hands on deck, people trying to do the right things at all levels of government.
All right. The session of the legislature doesn't begin for a couple months, but I'm sure you're putting together your legislative priorities. What would some of those be?
Well, they're going to be the same that I ran on. We try to be straightforward and focus on the issues that are most important to voters. First and foremost is economic issues. We know that Connecticut's economy has been very weak for a long time. But I think with positive reforms, we can do very well. So reducing the tax burden and making it more fair and broad, reducing income tax rates in the long run would be optimal. But stopping future current or future tax increases as well is important. So there's a gas tax in the form of what's called a transportation climate initiative that Democratic leadership wants to see passed in a special session this fall. I think that people in our district are taxed enough already. So me and the caucus are lockstep in opposition to such a new tax. We also want to reduce crime. Crime has been on the rise in Connecticut, especially car thefts and homicides are way up. There was in Stamford, I think last week, there was a shooting in broad daylight on Summer Street. Summer Street is a common commercial area. And it was at 3 p.m. That's just totally unacceptable, but it's also totally unusual. So I think we need to support our local police. We need to make changes to the police reform bill from the summer of last year, whose implementation I believe not only has made negative changes, but also sent a message to people across the state that that police are on their back foot. We need to support local police and reduce crime and protect everyone's safety.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and then finally, I think cost of living and quality of life changes can be made, lowering the cost of health care, lowering the cost of utility bills. There are so many positive changes to public policy that can be made to, I think, improve the lives of middle-class families in our district and beyond. So I'm very excited about what's before us.
All right. Sunday, there's going to be a parade to honor police. Is that correct?
That is correct. The Emerald Parade for the 125th anniversary of the Greenwich Police Department. I'll be there. I think it starts at Town Hall, so around Greenwich Avenue. So I hope to see a lot of listeners there.
Okay. And then finally, you said you were not running for the RTM. I don't think I saw your name on the list of candidates. Is that correct?
That's correct. I am going to remain on the RTM until the end of my term at the end of the year. And I'm going to remain on the First Selectman's Energy Efficiency Committee, which I was appointed to at the beginning of this year, indefinitely. I think we're making positive changes on the local level to reduce energy costs and make our environment greener. So I am going to stay very much involved in local government in the capacity that I think I can help. So that's on the First Selectman's Energy Efficiency Committee.
All right. Well, Senator, you, like the old saying goes, you hit the ground running, right? I guess with all the storms and floods and learned about constituent service right away, right?
That's right, Tony. And we're here to do everything we can to try to help.
All right. Fantastic. Ryan Fazio, state senator from Greenwich, also representing parts of Stamford and New Canaan on third Thursday of each month. Senator, good to talk to you. And we'll talk again in October. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
WGCH Newsletter time is 7:58. By the way, next Thursday will be State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich.